This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. I was thinking on the scripture how it says, I will instruct thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eyes. And I can say that God's people are guided and they are instructed in the way. And we do have a pastor that's yet doing that, instructing his people, God's people, in the way. And at this time, I present unto you a great instructor. He's a great pastor. He's a great teacher, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, Elder. For our elders and missionary and deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you here in Alabama and all the surrounding areas here that hear our voice. This is God's Covenant Church, and we do keep God's commandments, which is God's word. And we're grateful for our anointing that's gone on Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy, for the stand they took, the life they live, and we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. The choir have a number. Blameless, and this is how we live. Choir, blameless.
Now that I know what's required of man, fear God and keep all of his command. Obey the voice of the Son of Man, his anointed, that leads the sheep by the Spirit of God, and judge the sheep by the Word of God. Prepare ye the
God. God's choir. Blameless. That's what we strive for here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. We do have poets here. One of them is our sister Tatum. She's a poet. And she writes about God's works. And we're going to have an accompaniment by Elder Miles. Thank God for our sister Tatum. Sister Tatum.
He's a comforting and just God. Oh Lord, it's a comfort when I think on you to know you're righteous and so just too. You won't put more on me than I'm able to bear, for all of my being is in your care. You know what I can and cannot do. You know what I need to carry me through. That's why it's such a comfort when I think on you. For I know you'll judge me righteous if I'm right in what I do.
Beautiful. Thank God. Thank God for our sister Tatum. That was a short poem, short and sweet. But she means what she's writing. If you want to correspond with us, our Deacon Debbie have these announcements. Deke.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day, glad to be with you. And before we go any further, so that you will understand where we're coming from. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. It's talking about God's word. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And that's what we do. We follow God through the scriptures. We are following and walking by faith. The scripture says we're saved by grace through faith. It's through faith in God's word. Isn't that beautiful? We thank God for our evangelist. She is convalescing right now. And evangelist, I trust you're listening. And we have our sister Thomas convalescing. She's listening. But we have our Deacon Franny reading for us today. Some of you don't know her. You want to know her? Call us. Email us. You can get a chance to find out who Deacon Franny is. But the elders are here, and we're continuing on. This is all about to whom it's given. God gave his people his word, and everybody don't have it. And his word has not been revealed to everyone, but it's to whom it's given. Let's go to St. John 3. St. John 3:25. I trust all that hear my voice. You're seeking God. You're going to find him. You listen and stay tuned to this broadcast. You're going to find him. If you follow the word, you're going to find him. If you deny yourself, you're going to find him, but you're not going to find him by hearing the word and not being a doer. You won't find God. Only thing at best, you're here and know something about him. But to know him, you have to keep his commandments. Now, St. John 3:25 says what?
Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying.
One of the things, if one should note, throughout the scriptures, it's always talking about the Lord's disciples, and then John's disciples, and then there's the Jews. You got God's people today. God only have one people. We're Israelites. The world called those that believe in Jesus, Christians, but we're Israelites. But it's to whom it's given.
If you recognize what God has given you, you can claim it. If you haven't heard, it's because you haven't heard the preacher that God sent. You haven't heard the messenger. Here these disciples were disputing with John's, these Jews were disputing with John's disciples about purification. Read.
Right. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come
All men are coming to him. But this is about purification. But they're yet trying to bring dissension between John and Jesus. All the men coming to him, the one you baptized. What did he say?
John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven.
And that's so true today. You cannot receive nothing except it be given from heaven. That's why the Lord said, no man can come unto me except the Father draw him, except I draw him. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the 1 John 3 and 1. Now, these were those that followed the Lord. Mm-hmm. Peter, James, and John.
Yes, sir.
And I know you here in Alabama, you're going to hear things you never heard before. But open up your mind and follow the scripture and believe God.
Yes.
Believe what the scripture is saying. Yes. As the Lord said, believe on me as the scripture has said. Mm-hmm. And get away from this traditional teaching that we've been taught from those that don't know God. They only know about him. They know about the Lord. They don't know him. And I'm going to show you if you follow me through the scripture. And I'm not here to bash anyone. Those that love the Lord, let's follow his word. 3 and 1 says what?
Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us.
God has showed love upon us. What?
That we should be called the sons of God.
That means we've come out of the world and said, Lord, I want to follow you. God got so much love, said, your sons. This is the manner of love I'm showing you. What?
Therefore the world knoweth us not.
Now, even the Lord, when he came, these Jews jumped on him because he claimed to be the Son of God. God said he's going to raise up sons and daughters from the beginning.
Yes.
Moses, he said he's going to raise up and circumcise their heart. But these were so far from God, they thought he was strange, saying, claiming to be the Son of God. We're God's sons today. Now, if you say you're a Christian, they'll smile on your face. But when you say, I'm a son of God, they say, who do you think you are?
Right.
Yes, we're God's sons and daughters here.
Yes,
we are. We're Israelites.
All right.
Yeah, beautiful. Yes, we're Christians, but we're Israelites. We are Jews, because God only have one people. Now, as to whom is given. Now, if you haven't been given that, it's because the preacher is not giving you what God gave. That beautiful? Read.
Yes. Because it knew him not.
That's why they didn't know him. That's why they got upset when he said he was the Son of God, because they didn't know him. They didn't know God. What?
Beloved, now are we the sons of God.
So listen, if you are following the Lord, now are we the sons of God. What?
And it doth not yet appear what we shall be.
Now, wait a minute. So God is claiming us coming out of the world. We're not pure like he is, but that's the goal. And it doesn't appear what we're going to be, but if we strive and follow the word, we're going to be just like him. What does it say?
But we know that.
What?
When he shall appear.
What?
We shall be like him.
Now, in Hebrews, it says, follow peace and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. So you can't see him unless you are following the peace of God, which is keeping God's law, and holiness. So I don't care what you are. If you say you're a Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, African, Episcopal, if you're not holy, you cannot see God. You don't know him, and you don't know what's given you. But I know what's given me, and I know who I am. And I know who God's people are. That's beautiful. We know that what? When he shall appear.
We shall be like him.
Now, wait a minute. Why would you get upset with me when I say, I'm like the Lord? Who do you think you are? I'm
Go ahead, Pastor.
A son.
Yes, Lord.
And that's what's been given me, to be like him.
Yes.
And if you got the same hope, what happens?
Yes. For we shall see him as he is.
And what?
And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself. Even as
now, how can you so-called Christians purify yourself if they're telling you these jackleg preachers, ain't nobody perfect. Ain't nobody sinless. So how are you going to purify yourself as he is pure? When you don't have any incentive to go towards that direction or to fight for that. I believe it's called fighting the good fight of faith. But how can you go there if it's not given to you? Are these preachers giving you this? To purify yourselves even as he is pure. It's been given to me. Because I believe God's word. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Malachi 3 and 1. And it's a way you get there. And if you don't have the one that God sent, you cannot get this. But this is what's been given to those that are called the sons of God. Sons of God is male and female. Isn't that beautiful? This is not a male chauvinistic church either. This is God's church. We're all one in Christ Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? Male and female. 3 and 1, Malachi, what does it say?
Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before
you. Now that preacher, male or female, should be preparing you for what God has given, the things God has given to his people. What?
And the Lord, whom ye seek, shall suddenly come.
God comes. But now wait a minute. He's coming, but you can't see him because you're not pure. Because you're full of sin. And you say, well, I'm just a sinner in Zion. Then you'll never see him, and you're not in him. Some can't see him because all they think they are Christians. But you're not truly a follower of Christ because you're not following in pureness, in holiness. So you're not really following God. You just say or think you are. Because that's what's been delivered to you. What?
So suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant.
Even the messenger. In other words, if the messenger comes, that's God coming too. Because God is coming through his leader.
Yes.
What?
Whom ye delight in.
What?
Behold, he shall come. He that Lord saith the Lord of hosts.
Thank God. What?
But who may abide?
But who's going to abide when God comes? Because many times when God comes, ones run and can't stand what they hear. Because it's always against what these jackleg preachers, these forefathers have told us. Because according to the scripture, they've erred. Read.
And who shall stand when he appeareth?
What?
For he is like a refiner's fire.
Now that's what's been given us. So why would you get upset when the word is telling us you're in the wrong lane, you're in the wrong road, you're in the wrong path?
Right.
We should be thanking God for correction.
Yes.
Because reproof of correction is the way of life.
Yes. Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
But who may abide what?
But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth?
What?
For he is like a refiner's fire.
Maybe because of the words that I'm bringing, it's like fire. It's kind of hot. Gets you hot around the collar. Makes you want to climb through whatever venue you're listening to get me. What?
And like fuller soap.
It's like fuller because it washes up and washes out that mess been told us down through time by these forefathers. All they know day in and day out, all service long, is the cross and the blood.
Right.
And you're never applying it to your life.
That's right.
What?
And he shall sit as a refiner.
What?
And purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons.
Wait a minute. That's what's been given us. God has been changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's going to purify the what?
The sons of Levi.
The sons of Levi. What?
And purge them as gold and silver.
Isn't that beautiful? That means you're going to go through something. Tribulation like unto you never had before.
Right.
This is spiritual. Because it's working in your mind.
Right.
Bringing in the thoughts to obedience to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
That they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness.
Well, wait a minute. The preacher said, well, the scripture says, none righteous, no, not one. That's true. Before you come to God and give your life to God. Before you yield to the word. None is righteous because we're all born in sin. None righteous, no, not one. But we have to be born again.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. What?
Yes. Then shall the offering of Judah what? And Jerusalem be pleasant.
Oh, wait a minute. He said, well, you know what? Israel of old, they couldn't please the Lord. Nobody could keep their word. That's not what the scripture here is saying.
No.
As in the days of old.
Yes.
Because the offering was pleasant unto the Lord.
All right.
From some.
All right.
Moses. Enoch, Noah,
all right.
Joshua,
yes.
Many offered the Lord and gave him what he wanted. Abel,
Beautiful.
That beautiful?
Yes.
Many, Peter, James, and John. They gave the Lord an offering in righteousness. It was pleasant unto the Lord.
Yes.
What? As in the days
of old and as in former years.
So wait, that's what's been given us. Yes. But what these preachers are giving you, could nobody do that? That's why he died. That's not why he died. He died because he loved the people more than any other that he created and was willing to die as a ransom instead of using a bullock or a heifer to do it. I'm going to take on flesh and die for the people because that's how much I love them. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Let's go to Romans 9 and 4.
Beautiful.
Let's go there.
Yes.
I know what's been given us. And I say to anyone that hear my voice, if you feel like I'm in error, you come call us, do something now and correct me because I want to stay right. I said stay right because I believe I'm right. I want to stay right. I ain't going to say get right. I want to stay right. Isn't that beautiful? Don't say, well, see, I heard you. You want to get, no, I want to stay right. Isn't that beautiful? Romans 9 and 4. What does it say?
Who are Israelites?
Who are Israelites? That's us.
Yes.
I didn't say I was Israeli or it was Israel. Mm-hmm. Natural. I'm an Israelite.
Yes.
Who are Israelites? What?
Yes. To whom pertaineth the adoption.
Wait a minute. Says, oh, we have agape love. We've been adopted into the family. Yes, yes, we are. But if you're adopted into the family, if you've been grafted into the tree, you're Israel.
All right.
Because Christ is not separated from Israel. Paul was Israel.
Yes.
Paul was a Jew.
Yes.
I'm a spiritual Jew.
Yes.
Paul made it very plain. Who is a Jew? One that is circumcised in spirit, not in the letter.
Right.
Is that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
And the glory.
The glory.
And the covenant.
Who I mean? The covenants. What?
Yes. And the giving of the law.
Wait a minute. That's what's been given. But how can you have it if these preachers are telling you, well, the law was done away with? That's God's word.
Yeah.
It hasn't been done away with. The law has been fulfilled by him dying as a ransom
yes.
for that remedy, and yet you have to fulfill it in keeping it.
Yes.
That you don't need a ransom.
Right.
But if any man sin, we have an advocate.
Yes, Lord.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And the service of God.
And the service of God. That's what's been given us, the service. Because
yes.
we're servants of God. What?
And the promises.
What?
Who are the fathers?
Whose are the fathers?
Are
what?
The fathers. And of whom, as concerning the flesh?
Christ came. What?
Who is over all?
What?
God blessed forever.
What?
Amen.
What?
Not as though the word of God hath taken none effect.
What?
For they are not all Israel. Which are of Israel.
Well, wait a minute. That's what God is talking about. Everybody that say they're Israel, that's not Israel. Israel is spiritual.
That's right.
They're called Israelites. We're called Israelites.
Yeah.
What?
Neither because they are the seed of Abraham. Are they all children?
No, we are the seed of Abraham. Anyone that's keeping God's commandments,
all right.
Anyone that's following the Lord by faith through his word, we're Abraham's children. Because Abraham was the father of faith. He followed God, not knowing where he was going. We may not know everything about God's word, but as we follow on, we learn more and more.
Yes. Yes.
Read.
But in Isaac shall thy seed be called.
What?
That is, they which are the children of the flesh. These are not the children of God.
Wait a minute, how plain is that? That's been given me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it has.
So if you're yet in the flesh, you're not the children of God, but what?
But the children of the promise are counted for the
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
Now, I'm a child of the promise.
Yes.
We here at 425 are children of the promise because we're children of the prophets. Let's go to Ephesians 4. That's what was given us.
Yes.
Now, I don't know what's given you. You say, well, you know what? And we got the Great Commission to go tell everybody that he died for our sins. That's not what was given me. What was given me was some to perfect me.
Go ahead.
To edify me,
yes,
to tell me who Jesus really is.
Yes, right.
Ephesians 4 and 11, what does it say?
And he gave some.
Now that's what was given me. Have you got this? He gave some apostles.
And some prophets.
So we got that. We got an apostle. He got a little epaulets on his shoulders like, you know, that singer. Our apostle got a suit like Michael Jackson, looked like a little soldier. No, that's not what I'm talking about here. That don't make him apostle because he got little ropes on his shoulder. Go ahead.
And some prophets.
Some prophets. Oh, we got a prophet? He got a beard and a cane. And a staff. And he wear a little belt around him with a sword. Hebrew. That ain't what God taught. That ain't the one God gave. Some prophets, what?
And some pastors and teachers.
God, we got a pastor. His price is right. And he can never end the faith. He can't even say, he's not like the man on. Okay. We got one. That's not the one God talking about. If it increasing, he ain't talking about that. How you increase? You don't know God. Yeah, that's why I say you don't know him. According to scripture, you don't know him. But what?
Yes. For the perfecting of the saints.
Now that's the ones that God gave us. That's to whom it's given.
Yes.
Pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. Now how can you have this if you don't believe you can live perfect? Your church don't teach perfection. And you cannot teach perfection without the law of the Lord, because it's perfect, converting your soul. Read. Yes.
For the work of the ministry.
Now that's the work of the So we got the Great Commission. I was talking about no commission. That's the work of the ministry. That's the work of the ministry. I knew about Jesus died for my sins when I was a child. But now I know the Lord. Yes. Knowing him and knowing he died for sins, two different things.
Right.
Read.
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
Now we have edification here. God comes to cut away all this false teaching and junk out from the world, out of his people's minds and hearts.
Yes.
It's to edify his people. What?
Till we all come in the unity of the faith.
Everybody got to come to unity because of the faith, because only one. One Lord, one faith. So don't come telling me I'm Baptist. Because God's people are not Baptist. They're holy. That's
right.
All.
That's right.
So what denomination? I don't know what that is unless you got some money. What is the denomination on the money?
Yes.
I know about that denomination, but I don't think about no denomination in God. It's holiness. It's a way of life. Read.
Right. And of the knowledge of the Son of God.
So we got to come into the knowledge of God's Son.
Yes.
That's what this broadcast attempts to do.
Beautiful.
Spread the good news, who Jesus really is. Yes. Till we all come into the unity of the faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto what?
Unto a perfect man.
Perfect man. So if you don't want to be perfect, this is not given to you.
Right.
Turn the dial.
Because
this is all about perfection here.
Right.
Unto a perfect man, what?
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
So wait, we got to get measured in stature just like the Lord.
Yes.
So if you don't think you can attain that, it's not given to you.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
St. John 3:27.
Beautiful.
Let's go back there.
Yes.
Because John was witnessing it. It's to whom it's given. If it's not given to you, don't even, you know what? Keep moving on the dial.
Right.
Is that dial, is it, do they dial when they go on the net now?
Yes.
Is it a dial?
No.
Or click?
Yes.
Or what do they call it? How do they maneuver there?
Yes. Yes.
What is that?
Touch.
What?
Surfing.
Surf. Okay. Did it surf on then?
Yes.
Get your big kahuna board and surf. 3:27, what does it say?
John answered and said,
what?
A man can receive nothing.
Man can receive nothing. What?
Except it be given.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write ML us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org.